Well, good afternoon to you. Lovely to be able to have this opportunity once more to speak to you. Standing here again on a nice spring day in Crouch in Derbyshire, and speaking to you wherever you are, whether in this country or further afield. And I thought in our brief moments together that we would just briefly think about the subject of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Well, you don't travel very far, do you, in the Bible, the Book of Psalms, for instance, or through the New Testament and the epistles, before you find that the theme of Thanksgiving is very, very large in Scripture. Well, here in the UK, 8 o'clock every Thursday evening, we stand on our doorsteps and applaud, and some people bang saucepans to show our appreciation for the National Health Service workers, nurses, doctors in the front line, caring for people that are suffering with COVID-19 and putting their own lives very much at risk in doing that. And we show that we're thankful, that we appreciate what they're doing. Well, that's what we do here for our doctors and nurses. But how much the more for our God, the true and the living God? How many reasons we have, in truth, all of us, for giving him thanks and praise. He's a God of such generosity, a God of such mercy, a God who abounds in showing goodness to his people. Here in our own fellowship, just in this last week, we've had a remarkable answer to prayer. Something that could have turned out so differently turned out rather well, because God was with us and God answered the prayers of his people, and we're giving thanks to him for that. But whether in smaller things or in larger things, we have reasons aplenty to be very thankful to God. Because when you're giving thanks to somebody, what you're basically doing is this: you're saying that you have made a difference. By virtue of who you are and the way that you do things and the actual things that you do, you have made a difference. That if you hadn't have done what you did, then things would have been so different to how they've actually turned out. We're reflecting on how for ourselves things would have been so different were it not for God, were it not for his intervention, were it not for the fact that he did something perhaps remarkable, hugely supernatural, and that altered everything. Perhaps we ought to think more often, where would we be without the Lord? What kinds of people would we be if we're Christians now, had we not become Christians? Where would we be out in the world without God, without hope? We'd be drifting. We would maybe even be dead by now. And yet, because the Lord came to us and met with us and saved us from our sins, we're where we now are. And even if we find ourselves in lockdown and deprived of some of the liberties that we normally enjoy, such as being able to meet together for praise and worship, we can nevertheless be very thankful, reflecting on the difference that God has made out of his mercy, out of his kindness, by sending his own dear son for us. Because when you're giving thanks to God, we're always remembering this: that if he dealt with us according to the people that we are, the kinds of things we say, the kinds of things we do, then it'd be judgment. There wouldn't be anything that he could find in us that was worthy of any help or encouragement. But because he's merciful and because he's gracious and forgiving, well, instead of meeting with his wrath, we meet with his blessing and his kindness. So we perhaps ought to stop and think, what a difference God has made to my life and to yours, and to more spontaneously and willingly and readily give him thanks in all things. May you have reasons aplenty for thanksgiving to our great God and Redeemer. May his blessing be upon us all. Thank you.